In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment, contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the alternative living flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring homemade mince pies and jam tarts.
Okay, today I'm going to show you how to make mince pies, English time, because it's almost Christmas. People in England, they make mince pies for Christmas, apart from Christmas pudding and other, you know, forbidden sweetness, where they make a lot of mince pies. Yeah, mince pies you can make big, you know, in a round, big tin, or you can make small one, just, you know, for a cup of tea or this size. I'm going to make about this size today. Or maybe bigger, but I prefer mince pies small like this. It's cute. Is appetizing and it looks nice. Okay, I'm going to mix some flour and salt, just a pinch of salt in flour. If you want to make kind of like 15 mince pies like that, you will use like 225 gram of flour, either self-raising or plain flour. Yeah, just the texture might look a little different, might taste a little different and might feel a little different. If you use plain flour, then it's traditional. If you use self-raising, the texture will be like cake. That's all.
Okay.
But both will be okay. Now, I'm going to mix more than just 225. But in ordinary cases, if you use 225 gram of flour, then you use like 100 gram of fat, vegetable fat, solid. Or you can use just simple margarine, or you can mix half margarine and half of the fat. Or you can use this vegan butter.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to mix more than that because I'm going to bake more for us. But normally you can use 225 and 100 gram. That would be fine. Or if you can't remember at all, just like 2 parts of flour and 1 part of fat.
Okay.
That's very simple. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. So like 100% of flour and 50% of fat. It won't harm you. It just a little... maybe a little more fat, and then you get fatter.
Okay.
If you want less fat, then you just put less, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm using here 1 kilogram. Now, 225 gram of flour, that's about 8 ounces in royal measurement. I'm going to cook 1 kilogram today, because I like to cook a lot at one time, so I don't have to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah. But the measurement is like that. You can use all-purpose flour also, yeah? Now, I don't want the flour to go into my nose, so I'm explaining this to you all before I put the mask on. Now, I just put a pinch of salt in it. 1 kilogram, you can put like 1 teaspoon flat of salt. That should be enough. Okay. And now I'm going to stir the salt and the flour, and therefore I have to put a mask on, eh? Right?
Okay.
You can use your hand or you can use this to stir the flour and the salt, yeah? If you like your pastry to be sweetened, then you put maybe some sugar in, yeah? But I don't want that. I want my pastry to taste just right. Okay. The flour is already stirred in with the salt, so now I'm going to mix the margarine or the vegan butter in it, yeah?
Yeah.
You can use half of the vegetable fat, or you just use altogether margarine or vegan butter. It tastes just a slightly different, but just to make it simple, I use just flour and vegan butter. Half, like 50% and 100%. Very simple. So you don't need to measure too much, huh? This butter in here is about 500 grams, you see?
Okay.
So I don't have to use all of it. In case you are afraid to get fat, I use just some. Just proportionately. I could use all of that. To make it simple, normally I just use 2/3 and 1/3. Eh? Okay. Now, you see that already? Butter in there, yeah?
Yes.
Right. Now I'm going to rub it in. Your hand should be cold. Not hot. And you're going to mix it very, ever lightly so that the pastry will not become hard. You get it?
Yes.
For this kind of pastry, you don't do anything heavily, not like bread, okay? If you make bread, you have to knead very heavily. But you make like this kind of pie or apple pie, you mix it very lightly, okay?
Okay.
Just put the mask on in case you're allergic to flour or it go in your nose and make you sneeze.
Yeah.
Mix this salty flour together with the butter. Use your hand very lightly. And it should be in the cold. Would be better you mix it in like a metal thing, metal bowl or glass bowl. I don't have it, so I use plastic. Okay? You see now the butter? It's kind of mixing with the flour already, yeah?
Yeah.
Now you need like 2 tablespoons for the proportion that I told you about. In this case, because it's 4 times more, so you need like 8 tablespoons, yeah? Maybe for beginner, you better measure it. I don't normally, I just put it in and I would know when. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, okay? There, and then you mix it into a dough, yeah? Into a soft dough. If it's not enough water, you put more. You just put water enough so that it become a dough, you see what I mean? Anyway, just keep pouring in until you have a soft dough, yeah?
Yes, master.
It's better to put first less water and then you just add in more later on, yeah?
Yeah.
You can also put soy milk if you want. See, you mix water with the flour, like that. Mix it but lightly. Don't knead them too hard because it will become a different texture. That should be good like that. And how you know the dough is good? Very simple. When your mixed basin is all clean, you see what I mean? That it doesn't stick, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's no floury around it, then you know it's done. It should be like this.
Yes, master.
Well, it's not clean like we haven't used it, but you mean that it come off, you know, clean cut, mm-hmm. like this. Then the pastry is correct, yeah?
Yes.
And before you are cooking, you should save some flour, the flour, the surface that you're working on. Now you're going to sprinkle some flour on the surface, any surface, flat surface. Wooden board or something, and you get one of this. For the 225 gram, you can make 15. But this is a lot more. You put the flour like this so it doesn't stick to the surface and it doesn't stick. And you also flour your roller, okay?
Okay.
And then you roll lightly, huh? For this kind of pie, you do it lightly, never too rough handling. It's a delicate thing. It's a different kind of pastry. For the bread, you have to knead it very hard. For this, no. Just roll it out. Yeah. Roll it out until it's a little bit thin, and then you can cut it. Now it depends on how big your tray is. You can choose a cutter, you see? You see, you can see that it's just a little bit bigger than the top, the mouth, then it's okay for the top. To lay the tray, you have to make a bigger one, yeah? This size will do. Yeah, okay. I think about 7 millimeters across.
Yes, Master.
You'll be fine. Yeah. 7.5. But you find out, you buy the whole ring of it, and you find out if it's wrong. You put it back and knit it and do it again. Nobody will say anything, no?
No.
Would you say anything?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, before that, remember the margarine that we saved before?
Yes.
Yeah, we can dip a little bit in it and lay your tray. Yeah? Before we start that, we reheat the oven. You bake this for about 15 minutes, so you put it on 15 minutes, yeah? If you don't have this, then you put on the alarm clock. And the electric oven should be 230 degrees Celsius. That is about 450 Fahrenheit. And if you cook with gas, that will be Mark 8. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? This is the European system. I wonder if it's the same in America or elsewhere, so you have to test it, okay? So now we have to line the tray with some butter or margarine or fat. Vegan fat now.
Yeah.
I forgot to say all vegan. Because we always use a vegan in the house, you know? So I take it for granted.
Yeah.
We always say butter and margarine. We don't even say vegan around here. But we don't need to. Okay, you just lay it well. If you don't have butter or you're short of it, just put oil. Just brush it with oil so that it doesn't stick. That's all. But to some of the thing, it doesn't even stick. It's just in case. Just lay the tray with. Anyway, I do one first, and then we can do the rest later. Okay, I use this tray. Now I'm gonna cut this pastry, and then we can put it in there. You roll it out thin, about half a millimeter, or 1 millimeter. Yeah, depends on how thick you want it. And now you take it off, one by one. You put it in the tray here. Push it down a little bit so it goes inside the deep tray in there. I used to have my favorite tray in England. I don't have it now. I used to have the non-sticky baking tray. It's very nice. I have to go out and buy it one day myself. This is too deep and too small. The real baking tray is much better. They bought me one, but it's too big for this small oven. So we'll check this out, see if it's good. If not, we can use a bigger tray. Okay, and leftover from that, you put some more pastry together and start rolling again. So that you can make a smaller cap for the top of the mince pie. Okay, now we have to fill the mincemeat, which is ready made. You put about 1 tablespoon in there, see that? Into the pie, the deep pie. You fill it. Okay, and then you cut another 6 smaller ones to cap it, yeah? To cover the mince pie. It would be better if you wet the edge of the top, huh? Wet it so that it will stick together. That's all, okay? There you are. Just wet the edge of the top and cover on top of this. So now I'm going to do some decoration. Okay, you can cut some of this left over. Yeah, I cut it a little smaller. There you are, from one corner, two corner. You just wet the surface and put it on, it's quicker. Okay, alternately you can use also something to wet the surface, then you can use it to brush it on top. So it is more golden, yeah? Just brush the soy milk. Or butter, eh? You can do both, see how it goes. Just tap a little butter on it. Be careful so you don't ruin your design. Okay, there you are. Now, important. You have to use a knife, or a toothpick even, eh? To put like three hole toothpick, maybe better because it's smaller. You put a hole, deep hole into the pie so that the air come out. Understand?
Yes, Master.
So when you bake, the air will come out and do not ruin your cake. Use a knife, okay, or toothpicks, okay. Now we can put it in there. Oven is hot already. Yeah, right in the middle of the oven. There you are. 15 minutes, okay? Now we set it on 15 minutes. If it's not golden and cooked enough, you can put a little bit more time later. Normally, this kind of oven is more economized. And you normally should have two of these rack inside, yeah? You see the rack here? These two racks you should have, yeah? So you can bake two trays at the same time.
Yes.
And then you can change like from the top to put it back to the bottom so that it will bake at the same time, yeah? You can take turn to move the tray up and down, yeah? So you can bake two trays at the same time. I just want to let you know you can do two, yeah? Two trays at the same time is even more economized. Prepare the other tray then, in this case. And make another one, might as well. Because the other oven is too big and I don't really like to waste electricity, so it's just home baked cookie, you know. It doesn't have to look, you know, glamorous or professional. As long as it tastes good, yeah, and it looks decent, it's fine. Okay.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, it will taste good. So we start the same process again. When you cut it, you push a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Like this. Press and yes. Move a little bit so that it cut completely. See that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already cut, complete. And you take the ring off, you put it in the tray, and it's just fine. If you want everything look professional or done professionally, you just buy a right tool, that's it, yeah? Simple. But it will cook and it will taste good. You can also throw flour on top of the surface so that it goes out smoothly. Or you can flour your roller. If you don't have a roller, you can use a smooth bottle, yeah? It doesn't always have to have what I use here. Because one day I did not have the roller with me. When I travel around too much, I couldn't take everything. I use the bottle, you know?
Yeah, the bottle.
And it's also fine. Okay, now we use a small one. Two things. Like a little bit thin. There. Okay. Now we're going to put the rest of the mince pie in here. 1 tablespoon, yeah, each. Or less or more, depends on how you like it. So big deal. If it's too much, you take some off. Yeah? If it's too little, you put more. Is it easy enough?
Yes, it is.
Logic, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Common sense. Just nice. Use one jar for 12 mince pie, just nice. Yeah, perfect. Okay, now we're going to cut these. Remember to move around a little bit so that It just cut. Because if you don't move, it will still stick together. You see what I mean?
Oh, yes.
See? Wet it. The edge, or just wet completely, don't matter. Put on top. This, can you use soy milk to put it on? Like that. And that soy milk, you can brush it on top even later to make it more golden. Okay, now we can decorate. Or not decorate. It's optional, huh? Flour the knife also, so that it cut down.
Okay.
Okay. While we're waiting for the first tray to be cooked, we can just play around with this, yeah? See, you twist a little bit if you want, yeah? Twist it around. Put it there, like that, yeah? Mm. The reason I dip it in the milk so that it will stick on the surface, that's all. Hmm?
Yes.
So, no necessity. And it will also not fall off the surface, I think. No?
No, I don't think so.
You think it will fall off?
No.
No, huh?
No.
No, okay. There you are. Just make it a little interesting, yeah?
Yeah.
And then dip the knife in the milk and cut a hole in it. In the middle. Or you use a toothpick if you have. It's almost done. I'm checking it out through here. And if it's not golden the way I want it, then I probably have to put on a few more minutes. Understand? It depends
yes.
on your oven. You have to check your oven. See, it's not golden enough, so I put it about 5 more minutes. Alright? You can also brush a little milk around the edge so that the edge also look golden. That's it. Alright, yeah. And it's ready to bake. Okay. I think it's done. Okay, you pull it out. Yeah, and check it out if it's brown enough. Yeah, it should be okay. It's like this, huh? And then we put it in the cold surface around here. Let it there. And this one, we put it in now because we want to cook the second batch. This is a new invention. This kind of tray is a new invention. It looks like plastic, but it's not. And it's easier to take the cake out in this kind of tray. It's not as hot as the metal tray. Yeah, the metal tray cook probably quicker and save electricity. But I didn't have the right one, so I used this. So you be careful, okay?
Okay.
So in Christmas, people serve this with cream, huh? Whipped cream and little sugar or not sugar. Now you can put a little icing sugar over it to make it look nice. You can use your finger to sprinkle a little icing on it. See that? Oh, you don't have to. And people put some mistletoe leaves on it to decorate for Christmas. Right. Now we have 6 weeks to buy them for Christmas. Like roses, huh? Beautiful, no?
Beautiful.
Okay, you can buy this thing in supermarket. They call mincemeat, yeah? But there's no meat in it. It just means all kind of mix fruit and suet and stuff, yeah? And some sugar and apple and all that. But it's not meat, okay? It's a sweet mixture of different fruits and they bake them for Christmas, traditional Christmas in England. I don't know if you can buy it anywhere else. If not, then you probably have to order. There are two kinds in England, many kinds, but there are two kinds, Happy Assemblies and Robertson's. I mostly use a Robertson's. And I think you can order it from Centura Food Ltd. You can order for internet or ask them. www.assemblies.co.uk. I'm sure you can find it on internet, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can buy it. Or you can order them, yeah, if you are interested in making this kind of pie. Wow. I like the tin better. So we have cut this into a smaller shape. Be careful, it's sharp here.
Yes.
So you can use it into the small oven. It's nice now. You don't have to buy another one because it's just good size now. Just always hold it here and here. Don't hold the cut area. Don't do this at home, okay?
Okay.
I'm just a simple country woman. I use whatever I have, but you can buy a better one, proper one. Okay, and the rest we can put in this tray and either make more mince pie or make jam tart. Jam tart, also very nice. How many? 1, 2, 3, 9. Oh, wow, I just probably have to use this for jam tart and not mince pie. We will see. And a different kind of mince pie we can make also. Okay, there you are. We put it in the tray. Oh, I did not push enough. There you are, in the tray. You have to use a finger to press it down to the hole, eh? Otherwise, it will just hang in the air like this. So you press it down into the mold, yeah?
Yeah.
After today, you can cook for your friends and see how it goes. Maybe you can impress, or maybe you can have a job in a bakery, who knows?
Yes.
You're better than me, and then you can have a bakery job. Here. There you are. We got it. Got it all under control. There you are. Wonderful. Yeah. Fine. Okay. Ah, we have one more extra. I didn't know that. Okay, good. Now we can have what kind of jam fill it in, and also some mincemeat as well. What do you want? Strawberry?
Strawberry sounds good.
Strawberry and some marmalade even, eh? We put 1 teaspoon of jam in there. There. 2 strawberries. And I think we make some other jam there. Oh, it's too small, I think. Put a little bit for that one. We can put some color. I used to have all kinds of jam put in there, so I'd make more colorful. But this would be good enough. I used to use even food dye, you know, food color, to mix in some hair jam or something like that, and make it like blue. For fun, for children, huh? This is cassis. You know what kind of berry is that?
Looks like blueberry.
It's a different one. This is blueberry. Okay, that should be enough for now, no? Or strawberry anyway. Both are strawberry. So we don't need that. That's good enough. And the rest, I think I put some mince pie, different pie, okay? Fill it and flatten it out. When you cook it, we also flat it out, but it's better to flatten it out now. You know, make it flat, even, yeah? Okay. Christmas is a time people indulge in a lot of sweetness and stuff, now.
Yes.
But you don't have to eat so much, okay? Just one, you know? A cup of mince pie, a cup of tea, yeah? Or coffee, if you like, and then in front of the fire, you know? Watching Supreme Master Television entertainment program. That wouldn't be too bad, huh?
No.
With friends, no?
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay, now, I'm going to show you something. Just a very simple one. Just a simple way of making pie. Mince pie, yeah? Now you just cut the leftover into small string, yeah? Thin. Oh, I can bake forever. I know a lot of cakes and stuff here. Yeah. I can bake forever. I'm a good baker, though. It's lucky I'm not making a bakery shop, otherwise I think all the bakery will have to close. No, I'm just kidding. It's just a homemade stuff, yeah? Not really that professional. But it can look professional, and it tastes professional anyway. Now we're going to brush it with milk so that it will stick on, huh? And cut it so that it will go across there. See me?
Yes.
Because I don't have enough flour now, so I just do this a different style, yeah? So you don't have to cover the whole pie. Just some of it. Window means pie, yeah? Window. Good, look like windows.
If it's not long enough, you just stretch it. See, stretch it a little bit. Then it will go across nicely. Yeah, okay, one more. Cut into three. And stretch it across. Stretch gently, otherwise it will break. Huh? And one more piece here. You can also twist it if you want. Make it more fancy. Huh? Twist it around like that. It'll become fancier. Like twisted pie. Nice or not?
Nice.
Yeah, okay.
You can put something in the middle. Yeah, make it look nice. Or you put a star or flower in it. I'm just making it simple. And you can fancify any way you want. You can also put the cross like this, yeah, and on the jam, and it will look also fabulous. It will look very appetizing for people who come to your house at Christmas. Yeah. And make a ring and then cut four corners and it become a flower like that also. Yeah? It's quite simple actually. I'll make another one. See? And just different kind of decoration that you like. Yeah? Good or not?
Good.
Okay. Now remember to brush some milk on it. Don't brush too hard, just dab dab on it. Okay. And then it will be fine. Dab dab on the ring and the edge, make it look golden. Just look nicer only, otherwise it should be okay to do this. There, there. Now, ready to bake. Okay, the size is good. The size is good. Good for this. Just gonna put it right in the middle. Okay. This. Same like before, no? We better put it 220, because it's already very hot, and like 15 minutes, okay? The same.
Okay.
You can sprinkle a little bit of icing sugar on it, and it just looks more appetizing. Or not, no? I don't have to. You can serve with cream, whipped cream, or just eat it as is. Icing sugar because it's for Christmas, it will look like snow, you know?
Yes.
Just reminding people, cold outside, and you sit next to the fire with a cup of tea and a cup of mince pie like this, and you know how blessed you are, how fortunate you are to sit inside the warm with a fire while outside is cold and snowing. That's the idea. People appreciate home better, that's all. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to eat one already, even though sugar is forbidden stuff, but this is a good stuff. Yeah? Now and again, huh? You just take the extra vitamin, yeah? So that if you eat some sugar, it might deplete some vitamin, but then you replace it with a vitamin. Okay?
Here. Okay.
Yeah. Or more vegetable or something, and it's going to be fine. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Just don't eat too much. Christmas people tend to eat a lot of sugary stuff. And then they gain weight and they get fat and then they blame on the cakes.
Okay, eat that one and tell me if it's good.
Mmm. Tastes delicious.
Yeah. I told you, it would be good, no?
Mm-hmm.
Just right, right?
Just perfect.
Just perfect. Inside is a minced meat and outside. Just perfect. You see, this is how the thickness should be, yeah? If it's too thin, then it should be too sweet. Huh? If it's too thick, then it will be overwhelmed by the pastry and you won't taste balanced. And it has to be perfect like this.
You're right.
And then the minced meat and the flour pastry will complement each other and it will taste just right. Capish?
Got it.
Got it. Enjoy then. It's really good?
Really good.
Not just saying it, huh?
Mm-mm.
I know it's good, because I bake it many times before.
Yeah.
In England, and I know how it tastes. Yeah. Okay. You see, this minced pie, you can eat hot like this, or you can leave it in a cool place, yeah? Not in the fridge, not necessary. In a cool place, you can store it up to like 2 weeks, and it still tastes nice. Yeah? And if it's too, you like it warm, you can also warm it up quickly in the oven for 10 minutes, yeah?
Yeah.
And then it should be just new. Or eat cold like that, also nice. That's the way it should look, you know, like a golden brown. Yeah, golden brown. Then you take it out and you let it cool down just a few minutes. Then you transfer it into another tray or a plate. Ready to eat. This is called jam tart, ne? Tart. T-A-R-T. Jam tart. Call whatever you like. Tastes good anyway. See, when it baked well, the under part of the pie also golden. Then it's well baked, yeah? See, well, golden color?
Yes.
On the under there? Yeah. Then it is perfect. You don't eat the tart hot like this because it's boiling. You can't eat it. The jam is still liquid, so you can't eat it like this. You have to wait until it's cooled down and the jam become like solid, yeah? Like jelly, yeah? Then you can eat, yeah. But don't put it in the fridge though. The pastry would taste funny.
Okay.
Just let it cool down naturally, yeah? Okay. Now we have all the cakes here, ready for Christmas. You see, for the jam tart, you should start it in the oven with 180°C. Yeah, that's electricity. And in gas, it would be 6. Gas mark 6. And Fahrenheit, I think, would be 400. Solo, later, honey. You're not eating now. And it's very fattening. Not supposed to be for you, Solo. Too sweet.
This is good. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is good stuff.
Yes, it's very good.
It's so beautiful. Also, look at all this. Other than designs.
Enjoying, yeah?
Yes.
Is it good?
Thank you.
Welcome. You enjoy a little early Christmas, huh? That's called mince pies and jam tarts. You only get them mostly in England. Jam tarts here maybe, but mince pies no. You won't get them in shop. Even in England, you won't get them in shop. Most shop don't sell them. Right? You know, right? Mince pie maybe, rarely. Some bakery shop maybe have it, but when I was in England, it was difficult to find in shop.
Yeah.
Maybe around Christmas you might have it. But they make it not like homemade, you know, it's like factory made and doesn't look the same. It looks so dead, you know? Looks so monotone. Sure. Especially this home, huh?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes,
they're good or not?
It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, enjoy it because you don't always have it everywhere. I don't always have time to make it even. I will give your dog something else, okay guys? Don't eat those stuff. It's fattening and it's too sweet. Maybe it's just a little I'll give you, okay? Don't beg around there. Leave people alone. Let them enjoy it a little bit, okay? That's good, Solo. Good, Lucky. Lay on the floor. That's good. Oh, chewy. Good chew, Benny. Good chew, Benny. He found a piece of wood. He's enjoying. How is that for a treat, huh? Having cakes, huh? Pies and tea. Yeah, and in front of the fire. It's so cold outside. Today is maybe 2 degrees or something, you know? Almost 1 or 0. The flowers, also from the garden, eh? Everything homemade, eh?
Yes, yes.
It's cool. No more eating? Enough, yeah? Blueberry, yeah? Yeah. You can put any kind of jam, you know. Blueberry, red berry, yellow berry. And it will all taste good. Of course, mincemeat is tasty. This brand is famous in England. Just know it, okay, guys? Like symbolic, yeah? Symbolic, so you don't think that I neglect you, but the sweet is too sweet. Yeah, just like. Benny, no special. Ah, wow, wow, wow. Benny. I just give them the pastry, see, the pastry, and not too much of the mincemeat, then it's not too sweet, yeah?
Yes, master.
Ah, Solo. Oh, boy, boy, you're skinny, you eat a little. Solo. Who else? Oh, where's Lady? Somebody go get Lady quick. Okay, you want something? Just a little bit, okay? Bye-bye. Lady! Yes, we have dinner already, huh?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank you for your lovely company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us tomorrow for an enlightening discussion between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, good people, good works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be in tune with the wisdom and love from heaven.